This is Rabbi Nathaniel Brunt, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. We will finish Chaf Aleph, Amun Aleph 21a, the fourth session, the yellow text. Have not had that actually in a while. Yesterday we said that if the army comes, then at least some of it will go to a Jew, so you can... Right, you can bake the loaves for that invading army. Now we have a b'risa that's going to challenge that. V'hatanya, but we learned it a b'risa. Ma'isa b'Shimon ha'timini. There was a story, an incident that happening involving Shimon the Timni. Shelo ba'emesh le'beis ha'medrash. Right, he didn't show up to the beis ha'medrash. Right, b'shachris. Right, yesterday. So b'shachris mitzao, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava finds him in the morning, and amar lo. Right, mipnei ma lo bata emesh lebeis hamedrash. Right, why were you not, right, in the beis hamedrash? Now, this is, of course, assuming the story is happening on Yontif. So Yontif night, he's not there. So they come in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava asks him, buddy, where were you? We missed you last night. All right, chas v'shalom, you missed learning. You must have a good excuse. So amalo, Shimon HaTimni says to him, Baleshes ba'ali irenu. Right, Baleshes is also an army unit. They came to our city. Bikshu lachtov. It's called they're going to take the city. All right, so what do? We appease them. Shachatnu lahem egel. We slaughtered a calf for them. All right, a little bit of veal. And we fed them, and they went, right? They went away in peace. They left us alone. All it took was, you know, some veal chops. Right? So Amar lo, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava back to him, Tameya ani. Right? I'm in wonderment, if that's even a word. Im lo yatsa scharchem behefsedchem. Right? If the schar that you got from having peace wasn't lost, right? By doing something you shouldn't have done. Right? The loss here is greater than the schar. Shehare Amra Torah. The Torah says, Lachem v'lo legoyim. You can cook on Yontif, but not, right, for you. For you who observe Yontif, not for the non-Jews. Non-Jews don't observe Yontif. All right, the Gemara now asks. So that's the story. Ve'amai, but why is that a problem? Why do Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava have such a problem with what Shimon HaTimni did? HaChazil LeMechaminei. Well, you could have had a little bit, just like you give that loaf of bread to the kid. So eat a little bit, you know, take one of the chops, and then you're shechting for you. Right, why? Where would the discrepancy be between these two cases? Okay, so Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Egel Trefa Havai. No, you don't waste a kosher animal, right? A trefa is an animal that has a fatal flaw or a blemish, right? It'll die within a certain amount of time, a hole in the heart. Elsewhere, there's a whole bunch of trefas listed in the Chulin. And therefore, you Jew could not have eaten it. So you were slaughtering it solely for the non-Jews. The Gemara says, v'hachazi l'klavim, right? Could have given it to your dogs. So that, the Gemara says, Tana'ihi. That is a machlokas Tana'im. Can you shech for your dogs on Yontif? Okay. Titanya, right? That we're going to see that machlokas Tana'im. We're going to see in a b'risa. Ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh hu levado ya'asel lachem. Right? That which you will eat, each person, each soul will eat, hu levado, that alone you can do lachem for you. Okay, now the inference, okay, the limud. Mimashma shenemar l'chol nefesh. Right, from the fact that the pasuk says l'chol nefesh for everybody, shomea ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. I am understanding from this pasuk that chol nefesh, all-inclusive nefesh, is even the nefesh of an animal. Ke'inyan shenemar, like we see, the word nefesh attached to animals in the Chumash, right, where we see shenemar makem nefesh behema yishalmena. Right, if you hit the soul of an animal, you kill an animal, you have to pay. But there, at least you see that the behema has a nefesh. Right? It's alive. Talmud lomar lachem. So comes the lachem to say, no, you cannot shecht for the animals on Yontif. That is one half of the machlokas. For the other half of the machlokas, please come back and join me tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.